We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Going back to round number two of Butters and Lee. So this is the part where I just hold my breath and they ask me questions and I wait and see what's happening. So that being said, let me just jump on in there. Butters, you first, brother. What you got for me?
Well, I thought we might take a second and talk about something that you and I enjoy, especially talking about some stuff that goes boom. Talking about F-35s and Navy warships and the military, just the fun stuff, the toys that are nice out there. So the F-35, saw an article that came out, you know, the F-35 that flew off into Never Never Land about a year ago.
Yeah.
It has something to do with lightning. They're still trying to figure out the exact details. But it was interesting in the article, almost $2 trillion were spent on 1,000 F-35s. And what's concerning, 15 to 36% of them are available at any given time to actually go fight a war. And then now the Navy production is a 25-year low. So I say all that not to pick specifically on those, but like, are we building the right stuff? So we talk all about the retention issues and all the manpower side of things, but I mean, are we even providing the resources, or are we trying to make biodegradable, you know, bullets or something?
Biodegradable bullets. I seem to recall too the thing with that F-35 that just kind of flew off into the distance, that there was some concern that the systems had actually been hacked. That was one of the things that was being talked about back at the time. I guess the official story now is lightning, but you still look at it and go, dang, y'all, dang.
It sounds like they still haven't released the exact results, but there's been a number of lightning issues that have caused the F-35s. They've downed them for a long periods of time.
I guess to answer your broader question, are we making the right? I don't know, but I look at some of the stuff that we've had, and it does cause concern. If you ever, there's a movie that came out called Pentagon Wars, about, I don't know, 15 years ago, 20 years ago, maybe. In fact, it starred Kelsey Grammer, but it was sort of a spoof of the actual true story of how they wound up coming up with the Bradley fighting vehicle, which is a rather ungainly vehicle when you look at it. It was supposed to be a slim down personnel carrier to replace the M113, and then lo and behold, it had a turret, and then it got tall, and then it was like, it was just crazy, and how that all came together was just like the Pentagon Wars on the inside of the Pentagon. The other thing that I look at too was, for a while there, the Army was wearing a camouflage pattern that didn't hide you from squat. Unless you were laying on grandma's, you know, couch from the 70s, it didn't mask you from anything. And who came up with that? And then there was the whole thing about every service had to have their own version of, you know, some form of fatigues. Anyway, all said and done, I do get concerned about the amount of money we spend on things that aren't working right or aren't needed. Generally speaking, we're still the best in the world, and we are still the most well-equipped in the world. And one simple look at the contents of an MRE meal will tell you that. Yeah, but, yep.
Well, you got some scrappy. I hope they're learning a lot out of Ukraine. I know we got a lot of Huntsville listeners and a lot of people involved in making this cool stuff. And no doubt it's cool, but is it the right stuff?
And Ukraine is probably like a laboratory right now for checking how things work. But all right, before I run out of time, I only got about 3.5 minutes left. So Lee from Huntsville, what do you have for moi?
So I don't know if you're following what Dan Bongino has been talking about, I think yesterday and today, about kind of renewed interest in a guy who placed the bomb by the DNC and the RNC on January 6th, years ago. And he's saying that they know a lot more than they're saying, and that he can dang near prove that the bomb wasn't put there the night before. It was right before it was, quote, and I'm using air quotes, found. And he believes that those were going to be the incendiary device, if you will, for people against, you know, Republicans. But then January 6th started to blow up, and you know, and then they decided to pull back from that they didn't need to actually set off any bombs in order to make the point, because then, you know, things started getting crazy at the Capitol. So he's saying that now they've also narrowed it down. They think they can say who it was that planted those. They even downed the name. do you think this is going to blow up and that the media or that anybody is going to allow this to be a story?
Is blow up a pun? So
yeah, sorry. That was
yeah. All right. With less than a minute to go to say, I'll say this first of all, it is absolutely shameful that they have decided to bury the story and just hide from the lead here. And a bomb being laid anywhere should be a story, and there should be transparency on the results of the investigation. And the fact that we can't get anybody to say boo about it is point number one about why there's something to it. And do I think it's going to come out? It's only going to come out if Trump gets elected. A lot of stuff's going to stay under the radar if the administration is allowed to continue with Harris being the president. That's just the way it's going to be. All right, that's the music playing. That means we got to stop preaching. Butters and Lee, love you both. Talk to you soon, and thanks for being on. All right, folks, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Coming up next, we got some text messages and then adventures in woke world. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.